This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So today, I've got to be a good friend.
Who's got holes in his socks?
I had to throw away a pair this morning.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I love that pair of socks, too.
Bad, Richie. All right, it's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, the friend to all. Today's big friend is Abdullah Al Saud.
Oh.
Who is the new U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, good for him.
Nice.
Writes an op-ed piece in today's Washington Pines. Good, Doug. Washington Post.
That's the old folks' home in Washington.
It's a combination between the Washington Times and the Washington Post. Anyway, he writes, extremism is a scourge. Those who promote extremist ideologies or sponsor acts of violence in the name of Islam cannot be condoned or supported. In Saudi Arabia, extremists have attempted to hijack our religion, have murdered many of our people, and use terrorism to intimidate our nation. There are two things that Saudi Arabia and its people hold dearly and will never allow to be threatened: our faith and our security. Saudi Arabia has been falsely accused of, by some commentators in America, of promoting extremism. Don't they realize that extremists are as much or more of a threat to Saudi Arabia than any other part of the world? If critics took the time to look at the facts, they would see that Saudi Arabia has and will continue to lead all nations in combating the mindset that foments violent extremism. Really? Where are your planes, sir, flying over the area where Al-Qaeda and Daesh are? I'm sort of swallowing hard on this, and I'm being facetious as I read it, because this is such baloney. Also, this thing appears in the Huffington Post today, too. This is just such crap. These people are not our friends. They could be if they were fair and square with us. They've benefited greatly, just like the Chinese have. I don't think they're any different than the Chinese, actually. They've used us. They made deals with Cheney and Rumsfeld and some of that ilk to benefit themselves and the people who they made the deals with, not our country, but the people who helped themselves to what the relationship with these people was all about. They have a horrible record on human rights. They treat women like dirt. So I read this missive and think, you know, what about any of this is believable? But we have so much focus on the Middle East. This guy wants to. This reminds me of one of the organizations in Salt Lake City. I'm sorry, it's on, in St. Louis. The government leaders in St. Louis who were trying to convince us that Monsanto is a good company, that they really are good for America, good for business, good for everybody. And, of course, anybody with a brain knows that that's nothing short of an outright lie. By the way, have you all checked your Facebook post? Yesterday, we posted the Monsanto Facebook story. If you didn't hear the conversation, Facebook was accused of having a connection with Monsanto. It isn't accused. It is true that many of the people that are big investors in Facebook are big investors in Monsanto.
Four of the top 10 investors hold stock in each company.
Each company. All right. So the accused, that is Facebook, was supposedly taking down posts that were negative about Monsanto on Facebook. So we all posted the story about Monsanto on Facebook, that they were negative on Monsanto on our Facebook pages. As far as I know, all of them are still there. Is yours still there?
I swear that I posted it while we were in the studio yesterday morning.
It's gone?
And then a few hours later, it wasn't there.
Ah.
I just looked at your page and it was there.
I reposted it yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, maybe I'm crazy and for some reason I didn't hit post.
Uh-huh.
But I swear I posted it, and then 2 or 3 hours later, it was gone. Maybe I was wrong. So I reposted it, and it's still there.
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line is, if you look at the top 10 investors for each company, they share 4 of the top 10 stockholders.
Hmm. So there. Roberta, is it still on your Facebook page?
I don't know. I'm going to look right now.
Jen?
It is, and I looked earlier, and everybody was there when I checked this morning.
Okay. All right. It's something to follow, something to be aware of, something to think about, something to know. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Mine's
also,
still on here.
Is it? Okay.
It's still here. Yep.
All right. Some other food news. Constellation Brands beer division says they are recalling Corona Extra. Is this a beer that's decent, Richie? They're recalling 12 packs.
On a summer day, if you're outside, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It affects select packages of clear 12-ounce bottles with deposit labels in our country and in Guam. They're worried about a problem that may include plastic or glass in the beer.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I don't know anybody who drinks Corona. And that's not true. I've seen when I...
I would drink Corona before I drank a Bud Light.
I actually like Corona.
Or Miller Lite. Yeah.
Well, I had, when the kids were on the farm working, we had a lot of kids here, I would find 6-packs of empty Corona bottles around. And that's the first time I ever knew what Corona beer was. Is it a Mexican beer?
It's a Mexican beer, and it became very, very popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
When this whole Cinco de Mayo thing started popping up.
Uh-huh.
And there was a big, big rumor about it for years that there was urine in the beers.
Really?
To try and, yeah, and they think that the conspiracy theory is that Budweiser started that rumor.
I was going to say, that's Budweiser all day long.
Yeah. Well, at least you know, because there is urine in their beer.
Yeah, it's basically urine water, right?
All right, so now at the risk of me sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about, which is rarely
a good. Ask the question that I'm hoping for.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Okay, earlier today, you've got it sort of right now. It was DOS. He goes, what is DOS? And I was thinking the operating system. He goes, what is DOS? Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, my goodness. Dos Equis would be the...
Two X's, bro.
So when am I... I've never been declared a beer expert. I don't know what this stuff is.
Well, or a Spanish expert. What's with this most fascinating man thing? And it's an ad campaign. This guy, Dougie, has done, I think, 8 or 9 years. And he says, I don't normally drink beer.
Right.
But when I do, I drink Dos Equis. And that was like the big...
Dos Equis, that's it. It's owned by Heineken. They have tripled their campaign. This campaign that Jennifer's talking about has tripled their business. And and this is also a Mexican beer, isn't it?
Dos Equis, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Corona is a Mexican beer, and Dos Equis is a Mexican beer.
Pacifico is my personal favorite Mexican beer.
What is?
Keeping score. Pacifico?
Yeah. Pacifica.
Uh-huh. Well, no. Pacifico.
Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
This is sorry. That's me, right?
That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's Kevin. So, I mean, his picture is used on memes all over social media.
Okay. All right, so now we know the rest of the story, boys and girls. That's pretty fascinating, huh? 16 past the hour, and the... I was going to follow it with a raw milk story, but I think I'll hold on to that for a minute. And meanwhile, let's talk about your hair and your hair thinning and the therapy you're using to prevent premature hair loss and thinning hair. There are lots of products around, tons of them. I've tried a lot of them, and some of them work, some of them don't. Some of them work okay, some of them don't work at all. But I have never found anything that was as superb at bringing the fuzz back and thus bringing the hair back. Nothing as good as Provia. Provia cleanses your scalp, gets the gluck that's in the pores that has come from your using bad shampoos, cheap shampoos. Now my new kick is, by the way, Richie, just in case you were wondering, the phenomenon of coconut oil, coconut products, apparently very good. I know they're good for your skin. Apparently they're very good for your hair as well and your scalp.
Coconut is great. We also give it to our dogs for their allergies.
Yeah. It will not plug up your pores, whereas most of everything else that is that whitish, well, it's kind of a yellowish-whitish texture, your cream rinses and the shampoos, don't put that stuff in your hair because it'll just plug up the pores. If you got them plugged up, then you need to use Provia. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You get not one bottle, but two bottles. You get the regular Provia and the Super Concentrate, which will work faster, open up the pores, follicles of hair under your scalp start to grow again. You'll feel the fuzz. Keep using it for 3 or 4 months. If you don't feel the fuzz by then, get your money back. It's that simple, that easy. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too, thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
That's our review. Now, as we're in our musical mode or mood for music. So we do at this portion, at this time and every hour, 24 past the hour. By the way, Walt, thank you for reminding us. 24 past the hour here on the Good Day Program.
Walt is our clock keeper. He sets the clock every hour.
He charges the clock.
Yep. He runs around here behind me in the studio. Yep. Every now and then he goes, we are a second off, sir. We are a second off, sir. I have to set the clock.
Tick tock. All right, so number one songs from various years. And this one brings us to this week in 1985 when REO Speedwagon had the number one song called I Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh my God. It's a good song. It's a good pop song. Takes me back to a girl.
Which one?
Tracy.
Did I know her?
In my parents' basement.
She was there before my dad. Hi.
Got well
cool
before.
Or?
1985.
When did I meet you? I met you
pocket?
In 19.
Yeah.
Yes. I met you in 1997, I think.
June 1st, 1997 was our first day on the air, sir.
Right. I was at Uri Geller's house.
Yep. I was wearing a diaper.
Look at how easy I am. He thought he was going to get fired the first day because he made such a mess of things. 19 years later, he's still making a mess of things. He hasn't been fired yet.
I kept you on the air that day. You were the one that was broadcasting from a tin can in London.
We did a lot of tin can
broadcasting. It was an adventure, yeah.
All right, Mr. Number one this week, 1986. Alright, let's keep moving here. Bon Jovi was number one during this week, 1987. Living on a Prayer. That's a good song. Let's have a little more of this, Richie. Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear.
Hold on. Yeah, that's what I want.
There it is.
I want to hear the beginning. Hold on.
Uba, 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 uba.
You do that, Roberta?
Johnny used to work on the docks.
Uba.
I hear it.
Uba.
I'll hold your hand and we'll make it together, Roberta.
Doug?
Yes, Richie.
Let's Rick Roll, everybody.
Hi, Rick Astley. Great song. I love this song. I always have. Number one this week in 1988. Rick Astley, also known as Howdy Doody, to his friends.
You, my friends, have just been Rick Rolled by the Good Day Show.
Never gonna give you up. Crack it up, Richie.
Admit it. You're dancing in your car.
It's a great, great song. It really is. Great song.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah,
he is.
three or four of these songs and made a career out of it,
like,
more or less.
I get him because Robert Palmer's dead, but Rick Astley is
alive. What's the, how you compare
like that? That's fair.
Wait a minute.
Well,
where'd that come from? How do we get away with comparing Rick Astley to Robert Plant?
Robert
what
Palmer.
Universe does that happen?
I only made fun of you mildly for the Doth Equus. All right.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Janet Jackson, number one this week, 1990. No, that's not.
You know what?
Jennifer, you remember this song?
Oh yeah.
Escapade.
This is my prime time.
Yeah. Bernie, you remember this song?
No.
You
yes
remember
you
Escapade?
It's coming.
Yeah,
it's okay. Here it comes. You're gonna remember right
the
now.
The rest. Yeah.
What I remember most about this is the music video.
Yes.
She had an earring that she wore that was a hoop with a key on the end of it.
Yeah.
And I wanted that earring so badly, and I looked all over. Finally, I found it, and I was, like, thrilled that I had the same Janet
key,
earring. Nothing. It was just a fake key.
I like the black leather outfit she was sporting in that video.
Really?
Yes.
Of course.
Sexist pig.
That's me.
All right.
Guilty.
So we have time for one more.
Sure, why not?
Mariah Carey. Number one this week, 1991, Someday. This is Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. 28 after on Good Day.
A North Dakota ranch draws knowledge seekers from around the world. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Gabe Brown and his family get a lot of company. Last summer, nearly 2,500 people visited Brown's ranch near Bismarck, North Dakota. Why? Well, Brown's approach is quite different from the typical 5,000-acre farms around the country, and it seems to be working pretty well.
All we try and do is mimic a native rangeland ecosystem. In other words, one with a lot of diversity and a lot of life to it. And the beauty of that system is once you regenerate your soils to a point, things become in balance where you don't have all these symptoms that are so prevalent in the current production model today, where you're seeing leaf diseases, the lack of fertility, and all these pests that you got to address. You just don't see that in a healthy ecosystem, and that's what we focused on our operation. Now, I'm not saying we don't have weeds or pests. We do, but it's never to the point of being economically detrimental to us.
The Browns direct market nearly all of what they produce on the farm, including beef, lamb, pork, chicken, eggs, and vegetables. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and the ghosts. We have ghosts here.
The ghosts.
As well, the ghosts of radio past wandering around. The dean of the law school at the University of California, Jennifer, sexually harassed his executive assistant.
Uh-oh.
And this became known on the campus. Everybody knew it. But he stayed on the job. How do you get away with that?
Tenure.
Especially when there's lawyers walking all over the place.
Right. How in this day, this is 2016, how does this happen that somebody like this who is admitted, he didn't go to trial, but he's been convicted by the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
He harasses his assistant. She leaves and he stays.
You know, it's
how does
funny.
That happen?
It's interesting that you bring this up because I was asking this question about college professors not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that I work with at my radio show, on my radio show in the afternoons in Southern California, is Ben Shapiro. He is a pundit. You see him; he's kind of, you know, fresh face, about 30.
He's an arrogant little. So forth.
Okay, I wasn't going there.
No, but you don't have to. But I'm just telling you, I think he's an arrogant.
Anyway, he's a conservative guy. He's very big into getting young people into the conservative movement. And he just recently spoke at Cal State University, Los Angeles. And there was a big riot because he was there and the school invited him, but then uninvited him. And it was this whole mess. Well, the story that intrigued me most is not about all of that, but about a teacher who was there who did not take too kindly to Ben's message. And so before the event actually happened, he threatened to his students that if he saw anybody show up to this rally, he would wrestle them to the ground. Now,
Because Shapiro's, because of Shapiro's
political point of view. This has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with anything. This is just the fact that a teacher is threatening to wrestle students to the ground and nothing is done. And the same thing that you're talking about here, where there's sexually. I mean, when these professors get tenured in, it is like it's almost impossible to have them removed.
It's like firing a teacher who puts his own sperm in the brownies he gives to his students. How long did it take to get him out of the LA school system?
Remember that?
The cookies, yeah, whatever it was. Anyway, this is a sign of the times and not a good sign of the times. That's why I bring it to your attention. The obituary of Mrs. Reagan, pretty much everybody knows the story. She's going to be laid to rest Friday morning. She planned the details down to the last little eensy-beensy thing herself.
I thought it was kind of cool that she had her Secret Service detail act as the pallbearers for her.
Yep.
I thought that was really cool. And did you see the list of people coming? The
George W. Bush, Laura Bush.
The one who's not coming.
Rosalind Carter, yeah. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. Well, I think it's interesting that the list that I saw was all first ladies except for George Bush. I don't see any other presidents, vice presidents.
Don't forget the most important dignitary. Mr. T will be attending.
Really? I don't know that.
I pity the fool.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently they have some sort of friendship.
Really?
That's awesome.
All right. So here's what I find interesting in this. When you get into the nuance of it, other than that, which is I was very curious because I didn't know that she was in the Santa Monica mausoleum there. There are a couple of really cute funeral homes.
Wayne Newton, too.
Santa Monica. He's in a funeral home in Santa Monica?
Wayne Newton's going to be
there,
too.
No, he's coming to.
Oh, they had a great... Are you kidding? They were all over him and he... If Lawrence Welk were still alive, he'd be there. Anyway, so
that's
I find...
you don't hear too often.
What if Lawrence Welk was still alive? He'd be there. He would
be. If the 50s called, they'd like their reference back.
I find this... rather interesting, the way that the details have come out. She's going to be laid to rest so that her casket is touching his casket.
It's so sweet.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
These two have such, I mean, I don't care where you are politically, but you look at their relationship, and I've been listening to a lot of people talk over the last few days, and it seemed like, I mean, there were rumors of her affairs and all kinds of nasty
things. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Right. But... after he got shot at, after he was shot, they seemed to have this strengthened relationship that really was pretty incredible. And from that point on, she did everything she could to protect him.
Yep. So the other thing that I find interesting
is... it looks like she had an affair with Mr. T before that day. That's why they were close.
Okay.
Wow. Insane.
So here's what I despise about the news media, this kind of stuff. In romancing the way this is supposed to be, L.A. Times describes the tomb as a hillside tomb facing the ocean. It does not face the ocean.
It does.
I didn't see it. I was standing. I stood there. I didn't see the ocean.
You might have been there twice.
Never mind. Once I was there twice. I stood there in front of him where the tomb is by myself.
Well, you weren't looking hard enough.
I didn't see the ocean around.
It is. It's over the hills, and they.
Far away. It's not there.
Well, the idea is that their feet and their heads are facing the ocean. That's very much true. He wanted to look out at the Pacific.
Yeah.
How far away is the Pacific? Like 50 miles or like?
No, probably 10 or 15 miles.
Okay. 25 miles.
No way! In Oxnard? No. Or Ventura?
It's in Simi Valley. It's not there.
I'm
going to go with the Valley Girl on this one.
You want to make a bet?
What are you going to bet?
How much, Dougie?
I would say the way
can't bet cash. We're on the radio. You have to bet good services.
How about my most precious piece of art?
Yeah, something with value.
Is that the Bulldogs playing poker on the velvet?
I have some.
Your most precious piece of art I got is your picture of Charlotte. So
really? You did give me that.
And yeah, I don't
and
want
you know
power.
What? I got to tell you something. I've said this to you before on and off the air. That is one of the most wonderful things. And every time I come into the house, I walk by the picture and kiss it.
Aww.
Now you're going to make him
cry. Well, now I'm not going to be able to rub your face the fact that I'm right.
No, you aren't. I've filed.
Jeez, you just made that all up wrong.
What's that expression? Foiled again. Curses.
Foiled again.
Foiled again. Speaking of that, Mike Ditka has been fired.
Stinks.
For saying Obama was the worst president we've ever had. Well, he gets fired for saying the truth.
By who?
By ESPN.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
He's blaming.
He came out and he said Obama was terrible. He said he likes Trump. And next thing you know, he's got his bags packed.
See you later. Now, the...
Gross spine, ESPN.
Well, this is free speech, isn't it? I mean, is it or isn't it? Free speech.
In what context was he talking about Obama on ESPN?
You want to? He had said he was on a radio show called the Bernie and Sid Show. They were talking about Obama. He said he was a fine man, but he says I'll likely vote for Trump. Well, Obama's not running again. He said one of the dumbest things, the biggest mistakes he ever made, was not running against Obama when he ran for the Senate in 2004. Remember what do you call it, was still around, when Skinner was around, she ran, and she said that Ditka was going to run, and one wonders, had Ditka run, would he have beaten Obama? I think he could have beaten Obama.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And that would have been the end of Obama. He would never have gotten to where he is now.
It's all your fault, Mike.
Yeah. But he has said good things about Obama. He was one of us, gave him a personalized jersey when the Bears visited the White House in 2011. But his opinion about his political... He may be a fine man. I'm not disputing that. He could be a great guy, as far as I know. But he still sucks as a president. So... what's wrong with saying that?
Here's your job on ESPN.
Yeah, apparently. Freedom of speech there.
Apparently ESPN was worried about losing all of their Obama viewers.
Right. That's very important at this point in time.
You know what's cool?
Right.
Just reading on ESPN, and they have an article about the 40 most powerful people in football and the NFL over the next 40 days.
Uh-huh.
And my high school buddy and neighbor, Mark Levin, was named number 36.
Why is it important over the next 40 days? There's no football being played until July.
They're crafting their team.
Because everybody's free agency started, and everybody's moving and shaking right now, picking people up, and they're all moving. And my buddy Mark works for the NFLPA, and all the agents come to him because he manages the salary caps for the NFL.
I'm so glad I know you.
No, it's just
I'm really happy because you are surrounded by so many important people that I feel like I'm the 6 degrees of separation from all these important people.
Let's go back to talking about you and your stupid dead dog.
What?
Oh.
You didn't really just say that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to pull up the fun card.
No. All right. 17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, we have 47 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There are people... excuse me, right in my voice.
What did they say? Cat got your tongue, right?
Maybe. Now, so, the tweets... Jennifer and I have been talking about this off and on for quite a long time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are said about politicians, the things that are said about radio, television personalities, things that are said about bosses, things that are just said in a bullying manner about other people. So when you listen to some of these things, there was a video that was done, comments sent to a couple of different sites on females, generally speaking. Here's one of those nasty tweets, male writers talking about how they felt after they read the comments that their female coworkers have been getting. In other words, how would you feel if you were the recipient of some of the things that you've written?
I don't understand why anyone would ever get on the internet and argue why a woman needs to have her ass kicked.
It's clearly another notch above the types of things that the men on this site get. And, I mean, unfortunately, that's how it is across the internet.
It makes me feel very angry. Usually when I'm attacked online, it's for my arguments. It's not for how I look. You know, they actually argue against what I'm trying to say. They don't just, like, attack my sexuality or my appearance.
I feel like it's unfair a little bit to have, like, that extra aspect. Everyone is a person. You know, no one should take abuse. Unfortunately, I definitely think women get the short end of it, and that's definitely something that's deep-rooted in society.
As much as you don't want to engage these people, they're also not going to go away if they think what they're doing is actually making a difference. So letting them know that their useless comments are really useless, I think, would bring us forward.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Just be aware that it's going on and stop it if you can.
All right. Is that enough said?
You know, the best thing about all that is just to be empathetic.
Yeah.
You know, when you have fun with people, I think you can have fun with them, but you don't attack them for the core of who they are. Attack people for their arguments. It's kind of like the presidential candidates. Attack them for their policy, not for their personal life. I mean, it's the way it should be.
Yep, I agree. All right, here's the recipe of the day. Stir-fried chicken made with ketchup.
Oh, that's horrible.
So the article, and not
I
the article,
ketchup,
the recipe.
I don't know about
I just am going through the New York Times today. The cooking session section has a recipe for stir-fried chicken with ketchup.
with ketchup?
I can't imagine anything.
You had
worse.
Me at stir fried chicken, and you had me at ketchup, but you bring them together. I don't know.
Also, a review of diets, the paleo diet, too much meat, not enough veggies, not enough fat. And by the way, if you're on the paleo diet, what do you eat for snack food? What would be considered a
And how paleo? Miserable are you?
Why isn't the Atkins diet sort of a paleo diet?
Yeah, low carb. Except paleo is a little more about, like, very clean eating, you know, all natural stuff.
But what do you eat for snacks?
Chia seeds, nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
51 after on a good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. In a moment, we're going to check our Facebook pages to see if Facebook's connection to Monsanto has allowed or required or enabled them to take down the post about Monsanto's connection with Facebook that we put on all of our Facebook pages yesterday. Jennifer did. I did. I forgot to ask you, Carrie, if you even have a Facebook page. You got a Facebook page?
I do, but I didn't post anything about Monsanto.
Sorry. Why? What's the big idea?
I guess I wasn't part of that party.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're all the stories are still there, though.
Are they? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll address that and some mean tweeting going on. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting. So take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Saitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter two-step program for hardworking hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
what's going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more, there's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
All right, 56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a startup, which we have storied at DougStephan.com, that wants to help keep your parents out of the hospital. It's called Home Hero. I think we were talking about this with one of our medical partners, Jennifer, this past week. This is one of the new startups that is aimed at helping those who are older who don't have the ability. It's kind of a progressive, help, I'm falling and I can't get up. Except these are apps that are on, there's Honor, there's HomeStream, there's CareLux. They are not providing medical care, but they remind you to take your meds. They remind you to go to the doctor. They'll help you if you have a program. There's a button you can push that'll get you to 911 or something like that. And so this is a partnership that's developing technology with hospitals. They're planning to keep tabs on people. And so the first impression you get is, oh, that's great. But then you think, oh, do I want the government? Because that's basically what this is, keeping tabs. The Medicare people are paying for this to keep tabs on those who are old and maybe have been in the hospital, and one in six go back to the hospital within a month. So we need to keep tabs on them. So does the good outweigh the bad here? Jen, what do you think?
I would be inclined to say this is pretty helpful, but I mean, there's always that negative side, as right. You bring up, where the government has access to everything.
All right, here's Elite Daily, which is the voice of Generation Y, online news and information website targeting millennials. They are not political, not controversial. Recently, some male writers there made a video of themselves reading comments that were sent to female writers. You won't believe some of the things that were written. Here's part of that video, the audio from these tweets.
You're a idiot.
Why are so many women retarded?
Wow, what an obnoxious dumb you are.
Wasn't even clever.
The best part of this is that this guy is a barista at Starbucks telling other people they're idiots.
I don't know why the anonymity of the keyboard allows dudes to feel like they can use the C word.
It's aggressive. It's a thing to say to a stranger
okay.
You don't know.
I think we got the essence of what's going on here. What do you feel about when you listen to this, Jennifer? What does it make you want to do?
It kind of, I don't know. I mean, throwing up would be like a super strong thing, but it's just people, oh my gosh, Doug. On social media, I'll be rolling through there on Twitter, and people are so mean. And it's not just young people. Now the older people that are involved on Twitter are doing that. I mean, in this election year, I've been watching these political guys who are quoting. I actually tweeted about this the other day. Who have Bible verses quoted in their biography using some of the most filthy language you could ever believe. Even their Twitter stream.
And their Bible thumpers.
Yes! It's like, come on, people. Like this crazy anonymity and
Can we bring some civility to our discourse, please?
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.